Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we address the question, is your future predetermined?
Oh, 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 Do you ever feel certain events in your life or people you meet were meant to be? Are these events evidence of fate? Do you think our future is written in the stars, which can be read like a book, if you have the right training? Or is it all just a matter of random chance? Unlike a book, the future is not laid out in such a way that you can skip a few chapters to find out exactly what will happen. The future is not predetermined, because it is in fact just the very next moment and no more. However, all action points to certain probable outcomes, and those outcomes can, with proper training, be identified. But these outcomes are never set in stone. There is always the potential to mitigate against undesirable effects or even eliminate them entirely. So the future is more of a fluid condition than it is concrete. However, the more people involved in an action, the more difficult it is to implement the appropriate change to alleviate the situation. So the future, for example, of a nation is easier to read than that of an individual. Many things that happen to us can be traced back to something we did or didn't do in our past. But sometimes there is simply no logical explanation, or at least none we can identify. So is fate an actual phenomenon? And if it is there any scientific evidence for it? One of the most definitive attributes of human existence is freedom of choice. This is a two-edged sword, however, because we must exercise this power or others will take it from us. In choosing not to act, for instance, or by sitting on the fence, others will simply make decisions around us that leave us with no option but to follow them. Perhaps the most important lesson here is to remember that the only true constant in life is change. Associated with this fact is this: humans are causative beings. We have this power to make things different, to correct past errors, and to activate improvements and advancement in just about everything. It has been said that the choices we make define us, but what does this actually mean? Most of our day-to-day decisions happen as part of a bigger picture that we have set in place already. You chose a career, for example, and because of that choice, you now face certain kinds of everyday decisions that you would not have faced had you chosen a different career. Same goes for marriage, having a family, and so on. So certain of our choices set in motion a kind of chain reaction of consequences. Unfortunately, not all those consequences are going to be comfortable or even beneficial. Nevertheless, we are the cause of them. And so they reveal mainly to ourselves who we are. They define us. But when things go wrong or don't turn out the way we planned, we have a tendency to look outside of ourselves for something or someone else to blame. We all want to be successful and want to be a part of successes, but very few stand up and take responsibility for failure. But taking ownership of failure enables us to learn from it. So failure is actually just another kind of success. Success is defined by personal values, so how we set about achieving it varies from individual to individual. On the path to its realization, then, what one considers a blockage, another might call a stepping stone. The ultimate purpose of all human endeavor, however, is the same. The pursuit of goals ultimately reveals the veracity and durability of our values, and it reveals it to self. In other words, all our actions act like a mirror, and that they, as the manifestation of our thoughts, reflect back to us the true value of those thoughts. In the same way that good planning produces a desirable outcome, sound values generate solid, profitable, and beneficial results. This does not mean, however, that the road to success is always easy. Strength in any endeavour is only gained by overcoming difficulty. But it is a mistake to blame our troubles on anything or anyone other than ourselves. If we cannot identify a cause, it is most likely because of our lack of understanding. There is always a bigger picture, but the nature of that picture is not always immediately obvious or even visible. Like success, greater understanding must be earned. The feeling things were meant to be is really just an interpretation of an event, the cause of which we cannot identify. We also cannot label an occurrence as fate for the same reason. If the cause is not known, rest assured that cause does exist, and all cause is deliberate, involving both planning and a final objective. It is true, some things are outside our current understanding, but that doesn't mean this will always be so. Nor does it mean there are certain things we will never understand or we're never meant to understand. All things are knowable, but all knowledge has its price, and that price always concerns the sacrifice of ignorance. So we must be prepared to acknowledge our own ignorance and then let it go for good, if we wish to adopt a new truth. The past cannot be changed, and the future is constantly changing. The present is all we have, and even that cannot be tied down. Our future is not written in the stars either, or accessible to a fortune teller, because everything is in constant motion. Instead of wasting resources attempting to predict the future, or believing in fate, it is far better to set about creating the future you desire and taking responsibility for the outcomes and learning inherent in that process. Face good times and bad with equanimity, because each is of real value. The best decisions you will make for your personal benefit will be those which are of the greatest benefit to the most people. Tie your success directly to the successes of others, and you are on to a guaranteed winning formula. It is not about putting the welfare of others ahead of your own. It is about acting in the best interests of everyone, including yourself. In so doing, you will begin to see just how and to what extent we are all connected. But more than this, you will begin to experience humanity as a single state or family rather than a few billion disconnected individuals. When enough people do this, at some point in our future, humanity will begin to harness the power of collective vision, and we will then be able to function as one race and one community, not just on this planet, but as part of an even bigger galactic picture. In conclusion, that which profits the whole cannot help but profit the one.
time for us to say goodbye for now. Join us again next week for more music and a thought for the day.